Have you guys ever heard of mermaid water?
I'm Panita Bajaj. We'll be right back after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, TGIF, May 19th, 2023. We just took a listen to 볼빨간 사춘기 with Mermaid. Now, I asked the question, have you ever heard of mermaid water? And I'm wondering because I have not. For those of you guys who are like me, mermaid water seems to be the new viral trend these days. And I wonder if you guys have heard about it, seen it, even know what it is, or if you've ever had it. All we know is that, you know, drinking water is good for you and we should have lots of water. But it's boring to just drink any plain water, right? So that's exactly what motivated Tanya Spanglo to start adding flavors to her water, making it a lot more exciting. Now, Tanya says she hated drinking plain water, but making it taste like mermaid or unicorn helped her drink more. Now, she says she found some free flavor syrups and zero-calorie powdered flavor packets and started mixing them up, creating new concoctions to make her water basically not taste like water. So she began sharing these flavors on her social media as Water of the Day, and the trend has gone viral, helping her amass over 800,000 followers. Can you believe it? Tanya says this life hack and health benefit, or it kind of had health benefits for her. At one time, she was drinking over 5 regular sodas a day. Now she swapped them for the zero-calorie flavored water, which also helps to fulfill her daily water intake. So I was curious at what mermaid water would actually taste like, and she says it's her all-time favorite, which combines coconut, pineapple, and citrus, and it's blue. That's right. The water color is blue. So if you're thinking of having a different way to reach your daily water goal, maybe you can give it a try. Just look it up and try to have some mermaid water, coconut, pineapple, citrus flavored blue water. Let's take a quick song break. Here's Wendy, Like Water. You're listening to K-Pop Connection here on KBS World Radio. We have lots of different ways for you guys to tune in. For those in Europe, there is 9.515 megahertz, and for India, 9.785 megahertz as well. Now, for those living anywhere else around the world, we have so many different apps that you guys can choose from. KBS Kong app, KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app. You can also check us out on our website at world.kbs.co.kr and our KBS World Radio English Service page on Facebook and our Instagram at KBS K-pop. Remember to post up your song requests, your questions, your concerns, anything you like, and especially your responses to our Y2C question of the week. For our listeners in Malaysia, you can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio, or you can download the Shock app and find KBS World Radio channels for 24 hours of nonstop fun. If you are listening to us via podcast, don't forget to give us 5 stars so more listeners can join in. Well, once again, it is Friday, and we'll have Walter joining us in the studio for Lights, Camera, Action in just a bit. But first, let's take a quick song break. Here's Jisoo with a flower, Gut, and Triple S, Cherry Talk. Would you like coffee or tea? Sit down, relax, rewind, and let's talk about anything and everything that can spark a conversation. Now, we talked about the viral social media hack, and we can't help but admit that social media has a lot of benefits. Helps us overcome physical distance to communicate with people around the world in real time, and gives us great tips on various aspects of life, like the water hack we mentioned in the intro. Who'd have thought of mermaid water? In any case, it can also bring light to disadvantages and injustices going around the world. However, one side effect of using social media is the increased feeling of isolation it can bring. It's kind of ironic, don't you think? A recent study in the psychological and social effects of social media use done by researchers at the University of Pittsburgh in the U.S. found that people who used social media for over 2 hours a day were twice as likely to feel more socially isolated compared to people who used it for around 30 minutes a day. The result was the same despite researchers controlling for various experimental variables, such as occupation, income, region, and more. The research also showed that those who accessed social media more than 58 times per week, that would average around 8 times per day, were more than 3 times as likely to report socially isolated compared to those who logged onto their social media accounts less than 9 times per week, which is around 1 or 2 times per day. Isn't it ironic that the more we use social media, which is a tool for communication, the lonelier we become? Remember how we talked about loneliness as an epidemic? Something more to think about. Maybe we need to check how much time we're spending on social media. We'll be right back. Taking a quick song break here is 10cm with 폰섯. Lights, camera, action, baby. I see you looking at my PIC. Welcome to Lights, Camera, Action. Walter Lee here in the studio talking about K-dramas, films, and related songs. Welcome to the studio once again, Walter.
Hello, Panita. This is our first time working together, yes. So I'm extremely excited today.
Yeah. Good to have you. Good for me to be here as well.
Yes. I mean, we've probably crossed paths in many areas because we've worked in similar stations before.
Sure.
But yeah, this is the first time that I get to actually sit down with you and have a talk about what I've gotten ready for you today, anyway.
Yeah, I heard you got a quiz for me, which is unfair.
Yeah.
Because I'm not prepared.
Well, here's the thing. Brian's usually here, and I thought he was the kind of person that would be, you know, really into his K-dramas and K-movies. He knows zero. So, doesn't know anything. Every time I come in, I was like, have you seen this? He's like, no. Like, even the top movies, he's just like, didn't see it.
Well, I think it's because he was part of the scene.
Okay.
And once you are part of the scene, I feel like you tend not to indulge and consume so much of what it's putting out.
I guess like is a chef, right? A chef doesn't cook really good meals at home because he's always cooking or she's always cooking through the day.
Sure. And I think for myself and like other expats who loved Korean dramas, I grew up with them, all the sitcoms, movies, so much fun. And then you eventually move to Korea and it's less enticing. Something about it is a bit like, oh, okay, well, I actually live here anyway. So
when did you move to Korea?
2011.
Oh, this is perfect.
Oh, is it?
Today is the most perfect thing for you because I do have a 2011 drama.
Oh, okay. Hopefully I watched it.
Well, here's the thing. There's a pretty good chance you did because it was a pretty big hit. 2011 hit drama that was actually recently adapted to a musical.
Ooh.
Now, the reason why you might know this is because it's fully star-studded. It's got so many people that you will know.
Oh.
So I'm going to name some names off. Bae Suji, better known for her role in Miss A.
That's right.
Yes. Kim Soo Hyun, which is just one of the most handsome men in Korea,
I think.
Well,
arguably.
Yes, arguably. Okay. I'm more of a Gong Yoo fan.
So am I.
Well, of course, the name IU must ring a bell.
Sure.
And like Ok Taehyun.
2 p.m.
Chang Woo-young, also 2 p.m.
Okay.
And Ham Eun-jung, which is from
Tiara. Let's go.
Do those names sort of ring a bell?
I think so. I think from Bae Suji, it was either, what was that movie that she was in? The architect movie. 건축학개론, that's right.
Right.
It was either that or...
Or...
Dream High, High School Musical, something like that. Something like that. Dream High!
Ding, 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 ding! Dream High! Finally! Yeah. I get to talk to someone who's seen the drama that I'm going to review today.
But I haven't seen it from start to finish.
Okay, but you kind of get the gist.
But I know about it, yeah.
You get the gist. I mean, it's... To be honest with you, it kind of suits the whole theme because they're all idols, right?
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, it's sort... Okay, it's a very old drama. When I say very old, let's say it's 12 years old now, which...
It's old.
That's old,
It's over a decade.
I know. I mean, 12 years ago. How old were you 12 years ago?
I was 18.
Wow.
I'm 30
So let's
now.
Not talk about mine. I was in the 20s.
Wow. You look younger than me.
Oh, trust me, I'm not.
Wow. That's a blessing.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Anyway, if you haven't seen it, I always tell our listeners what it's about without giving any spoilers away. But if you are a hardcore K-pop fan, you should know this drama, I reckon. So, the story follows six high school students from the Kidden Art High School who all share the dream of one day becoming K-pop stars. Now, there is always got to be a love story or a love triangle.
Triangle.
Yeah, always.
There you go.
I mean, that's the formula for a good Korean drama.
That's the formula of life.
Exactly.
Triangle. The triad.
The triad, exactly. So in these sort of dramas, the love interests are Song Sam-dong, which is played by Kim Soo-yeon, and also Jin-guk, played by Ok Tae-gyun, and the most popular girl in school, Go Hye-mi, which is played by Suzy.
There you go.
So they're the love triangle. Now, though Hye-mi, Suzy's character, is a confident person on the outside, she has a past that is not what you expect. And there is another reason that she's actually had to enter the Kidden Art High School, which is known for pop. She wanted to be an opera singer. Okay? But there's a good reason why she had to go there. Now, if I give you the answer, it's probably going to ruin the whole entire drama, so I'm not going to give you the answer.
No spoilers.
No spoilers, because...
It's been 12 years still. We're sticking true.
Yeah, I got to leave it out for the listeners. They got to
right.
be... I mean, those names, they should be popping at people's ears going, oh, I've got to see this drama by now. Especially the fact that, you know, I'm a big Suzy and IU fan. So in Kidden Art High School is very well known for musical talent as well. What do you remember of your high school days?
My high school days, I was pretty chill. I met my best friend.
Yes.
Not met, actually. Got closer with my best friend. Had the best senior year. I think that was when I was like, I don't really care too much. You lose a lot of that anxiety of when you were like a freshman.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta like be cool. I gotta just strive to make a personality. What is my identity? And then by senior year, you're like, who cares? Nobody's gonna remember you in 2 weeks anyway.
It's kind of like when you enter university, right? The first day of university, you're all quite prettied up, making sure you look good in front of everyone. Last day of university, you're just like in pajamas going, why am I here?
Yeah, that's right. And there's freedom in that as well.
Exactly.
But if you go to a school like this, I can tell, like, up till the very last day, you'll probably want to, you know, make a name out of yourself.
Exactly. I mean, if you have the pressure that you want to become a K-pop star and you know how perfect they look, I guess you have to, every day, make an effort into looking good, which is so much pressure, I think.
Sure. I mean, nowadays, I think kids face this type of struggle just because of social media. And we were talking about, you know, before how, you know, these very young teenage girl groups are now being the brand ambassadors for luxury brands. And so that obviously, for the brands, it's like, oh, we want a younger audience. But for the parents of these kids, it's like, how can I afford?
I know. That's like the standard these days. Like, oh, like they're asking from 14 years old. Oh, dad, mom, can I have a Gucci handbag? And you're like, oh, what?
Right. It's incredible.
And they are getting younger. I mean, look at New Jeans. I mean,
14, 15.
Haven't they graduated 16? like middle school yet, or like they're so young.
Not sure. I mean, much respect, they did get quite successful, but it does, you know, as a human being, I do worry for, you know, their mental, emotional well-being,
exactly.
And mean, also for the kids who look up to them.
I mean, you probably also grew up with a lot of Western pop idols, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you know from the those young, like the Britney Spears era, the Christina
right.
Aguilera era, I mean, they kind of got a little bit...
Nobody's normal.
Exactly, exactly.
How can you be?
I mean, when you're that famous that young, how do you handle it?
I don't know.
Anyway, with every, I guess, movie or drama I review, there has to be some sort of songs related to it.
Sure.
Now, I didn't have to look far for this one because obviously we've got all these K-pop stars in the film. I mean... Sometimes K-pop stars and go into acting and I'm not really impressed, but I'll talk about that a bit later, though.
Sure.
But all of our songs are from the OST today, starting with an opener sung by most of the Dream High cast, Suji, Kim Soo-jung. I didn't even know he could sing, to be honest with you.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true, because he's not a singer.
He's not really,
he's
but
actor.
He can still sing, right?
Uh-huh.
Sung Woo-young and Ju and Taeyeon with the title of the drama, Dream High.
Let's take a listen.
Dream high.
All right, we're back. We took a listen from the original soundtrack of Dream High with the name Dream High, sung by Suzy, Kim Soo-hyun, Chang Woo-young, etc., etc.
Yeah, there's so many people in that
Too
music.
Too many.
Yeah.
Right. So we're here talking about the drama, Dream High. Don't know if you guys have watched it or even heard about it. In the U.S., I think it might be similar to High School Musical, but since
right.
it wasn't a drama, I would say like Glee.
Oh, I was a pretty big Glee fan. I didn't mind Glee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glee was different because obviously they sang covers of pop songs.
Yeah,
and...
right, right. They sort of made like also like really old songs like hip again.
Sure,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was sort
That's
of a
right.
cool thing about that. I it does have High School Musical vibes because, which I'll talk about later, it was cringy.
And if you, of course.
And when you watch High School Musical now, like, I've got a friend who loves High School Musical. It's like her favorite movie. And I'm like, it is super cringy when you watch it today.
Hey, we're all in this together.
Exactly. Well, there you go. There you go. If you didn't get that reference. Anyway, so I'll tell you why this drama and film was so popular. Now, it was obviously going to be an interesting watch for K-pop fans, but I think, like, in that day, Miss A were basically in their early stages, prime. IU, I mean, was big, but IU is just, I guess, this massive superstar. Like,
Yeah, I think she kind of like, I mean, because she aged very well.
Extremely well.
I think she kind of, it's not that she peaked, it's that she maintained this queendom.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to explain it.
No, I think you said it perfectly. I mean, she started off as super popular and I don't think she's had like downfalls.
Right, right, right.
Or like even massive, she's just been always peaking.
Yeah.
Which is always
That's right.
good for her. And she's an idol that just keeps it together. Just keeps it together. You never see anything really bad. I mean,
sure.
she had small scandals here and there.
But she's human.
But she's human.
Yeah.
But like, oh, I mean, perfection anyway. So,
K-pop fans. Someone's a fan.
Of course. Who's not a fan of IU? I mean, anyway, so K-pop fans, there were so many K-pop fans that are interested in this. But, like, I guess it might have had low expectations. I guess it would be the fact that not all singers are good actors, as
sure.
we've seen before. And even these days, a lot of K-pop singers, they try out acting and they get a bit, you know, it's kind of embarrassing, I think, for them. But, you know, this one wasn't too bad. However, a lot of reviews pointed out that they were surprised of how well the drama came together.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did it have a huge K-pop cast, but it also had a great storyline with tons of twists and turns. Now, the original soundtrack actually blends really perfectly, and it should, being that they're all musicians, with the storyline. So I think people were actually inspired to become, you know, around that time, K-pop wasn't as big as it was then as it is today, right?
Well, here now it's like a global
phenomenon. Yeah, it's a global phenomenon, right? Back then it was just more...
Korea.
I mean, 2PM were massive.
Yes.
They
yes.
were massive.
That's right. I remember a couple months ago, I went back to the States
yes.
just to visit my friends and family. And my high school best friend, she's like... now in love with BTS. And I was like, oh my gosh, you should have watched it when I was watching it in high school. Because I remember like showing her a few things and she's like, eh, that's gross. But you know, it was just wasn't on people's radar.
Listen, I feel like I always grew up in the wrong decade because when I was younger in high school, I was like the only Asian guy. And
so true.
Girls weren't interested in Asian guys. But now all the girls are interested in Asian guys. I'm like, I am 20 years too old for this generation.
So true.
But same anyway, for me as well. Yes, it's a great watch for K-pop fans out there.
Yeah, so if you haven't yet, 12 years ago it came out, but if you haven't yet watched it, then just look at the trailer. I mean, it's sometimes the 오글거리는, the cringy stuff is still fun to reminisce on.
I mean,
it'll
bring
you back.
We've all had cringe moments.
That's right. We've all been in high school before.
Exactly.
But in any case, let's take a listen to a couple songs here back to back. What have you got?
Yeah, so we've got IU, who's obviously in the cast, with Someday. And now, our third song is actually by our 2PM members, but Nekkun, he's not in the drama, but he's going to be singing. And Taeyeon with, featuring JYP.
JYP. There you go.
With My Valentine.
Let's take a listen. We're back after a song break. IU with Someday and Nikun and Taeyeon featuring JYP with My Valentine. We're here with Walter for Lights, Camera, Action, and we're talking about Dream High.
Yeah, now let me just quickly tell you what I thought about it. Just a quick one. I thought it was very cringy. That's all. But it was 10 years ago, and everything 10 years ago is cringy, I think. But even today, we have dramas called Makjang dramas, which are very cringy these days, right?
A little like the soap opera. It's of its time.
It's of its time, right? But it's still very cringy.
It is.
I obviously like the cast. It's not very hard not to be a fan of Suji and IU. Mm-hmm. IU, to me, is like this perfect template for a superstar, in my
opinion. Yeah, she really is.
Yeah, so as I said, cringy, but I'll give it a good 3.5 out of 5.
Not bad.
Not bad. I think K-pop's fans are going to like this more than me. Like, I like K-pop, but I think those hardcore fans are going to love it.
Sure. Well, let's close it off with a couple great songs as well. This one is from Suzy, Winter Child, 겨울 아이, followed by Kim Soo-yeon with Dreaming. Thanks again, Walter.
See you next week.
See ya. Thanks again for listening. That's all for us. Taking us out here is Kim Soo-hyun with Dreaming. Our producer is Seo-ryung Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Punita Bajaj, filling in for Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.